Welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee and I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and really glad to have you with us here today. This past week we've been looking back on, as we are in the third week of our series, I Have Questions. And really looking at this past week was kind of this tension that can show up between kind of loving our family and loving God. You know, that there's this sense that we're to honor our father and mother. And yet Jesus tells us that unless we hate our fathers and mothers and brothers and sisters and even our own lives, we cannot be his disciple. And hopefully as you've listened this week, you've kind of seen, as we've kind of talked a little bit on, you know, when Jesus was talking about hating your father and mother, he didn't literally mean like a vitriol, like active, you know, angry, disrespectful, dishonoring towards another person. That's very much not the case. You know, that really we're commanded to love, to love our neighbors, and we're to love others. And so we're not to hate them in that sense. But really what Jesus was getting at was this reality that he is to be first and foremost in our lives, that nothing should even be a close second in terms of our priority and allegiance towards him. And so that our love for him would be so great that anything else, it would look like hate. And so I think that's really what Jesus was getting at. And really the way that I talked about it this past Sunday was with this idea, is that we love our families the best by loving Jesus the most. As we think about our families, we want what's best for them, whether it's, you know, our spouses and our children. If we don't have children, if you're not married, then you likely are still a part of a family. You have mother, a father, you have perhaps brothers and sisters, but even one of the great realities of being a part of the family of God is even if our earthly family is a mess, even if our parents, you know, if they didn't do a great job, if we didn't grow up in a Christian home, if we've experienced a lot of trauma and hurt from our earthly families, that God adopts us into a spiritual family, that we are a family together with brothers and sisters in Christ, with God as our father and Jesus as our great big brother, and they love us so much. And so we even get to experience that beautiful reality. But as we think about our families, we often want what's best for them. We see our kids in schools and our kids are in youth sports, and you just see what families are willing to do for their kids. The opportunities they want to present for them, the resources they would like to give them, the experiences they'd like to provide them. There's so much that's like, hey, we want to give our best to our kids. And there's nothing greater, there's nothing better that we can give our families than by personally loving Jesus most in our lives, by putting Jesus first in our lives. Because when we do that, we begin to show our kids who really is Lord of our lives. You see, until Jesus is Lord over all, he is not Lord at all. It's kind of the old adage and quote goes, it's not that Jesus isn't actually Lord. I mean, he's Lord whether people recognize it or not. But in terms of submitting and surrendering to him and his lordship, right? We want to have him to be Lord over our lives, and that includes our families. And that can be one of the hardest things, because in our culture, we worship families. Like, you hear about it. Like, people, it's like, man, my family is number one. And even in ministry, there's this tension that you feel of hey, like, don't sacrifice ministry, your family on the altar of ministry, is this tension that I feel. And we can swing the pendulum so far that really we begin to worship our families and our children and our spouses, and they're never meant to hold that kind of weight. And so what's this healthy tension that we're to have? And I think by loving Jesus most, if we put him as the most important priority in our mornings and in our day, by spending time with him, by making him important in our schedules, making him important in our checkbooks, making him important in how we use our time, that will begin to help us to see really what this ultimately looks like and gives to our families. And so what I just wanted to talk about for just a moment here and lead us in a time of prayer here in just a minute was this reality that Jesus talked about in Luke 14, where he talked about hating your father and mother. And really what he was getting at was this sense of that there's a cost, that we need to count the cost to follow Jesus. that verse 27 says, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple. For which of you desiring to build a tower does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it. And then in verse 33, so therefore, any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. And thinking about this with our families and our children and our spouses, that there is a cost involved in following Jesus. And I think sometimes we feel like if we're having to sacrifice things, that therefore we start to wonder, is it worth it? Is it worth the time, the commitment, the resources? And maybe just a moment for you to think about is, what are the costs that you've had to give in order to follow Jesus? What have you had to give up? What have you had to renounce? And for some of you, it's been some pretty significant things, some significant relationships, some financial sacrifices. You make all different kinds of sacrifices. And the question I would ask you is, was Jesus worth it? Is he worth that cost? And I imagine if we were sitting here having this conversation, you would look me in the eyes and say, 100%, absolutely. Jesus is always worth whatever the cost is for us to follow him. But there's also some of you that may be listening, and I'm thinking about that question of what has it cost you to follow Jesus? And the reality is maybe it hasn't cost you very much because you haven't given up. You're still holding on to things. And so my prayer is that the Holy Spirit will begin to prompt in you, what are the things that you need to let go of in your life as idols or things that you are holding on as more valuable and precious than following Jesus? Whether it's your freedom, you know, the ability to do with what your life, whatever you want to do, to do with your money and your resources, whatever you want to do with it, to keep sacrificing, really your relationship with Jesus, your relationship with God for other things in this world, but that you would renounce them. You would give them over to the Lord. You would surrender and make Jesus Lord over all of your life and begin to experience the amazing and abundant life that God has for you. So let me just pray for you, pray for me right now. Heavenly Father, as I think about this great challenge that you give us, Lord, that we are to count the cost when it comes to following you. God, that there is a cost, that there are things that we must give up, that we must give up our preferences, that we must give up our priorities, God. We must give up our time, God, that we may choose to do things that are hard and difficult for us because of what we're sacrificing for you. And so, God, I pray that you would just continue to do an amazing work in and through us as we trust you, God, that whatever the cost that we have to give to follow you, whatever we must give up is always worth it in the end, not only in this life, but most certainly in the life to come. God, we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment and why don't you pray?